Today's GeoQuiz arrives on two wheels. The Tour de France always ends on the Champs-Élysées in Paris, but that'd be too easy a quiz. And the grueling mountain stages of the Tour are over now, so we won't ask you about the Pyrenees. So here's the question. Where did today's Tour stage end? It was the 18th stage out of 20. The finish line was in the town of Brive-la-Gaillarde. That'd be trop difficile, so we'll settle for the name of the region where the town is located. It's in the southwest part of France. The answer is just a sprint away. The name of the French region is Limousin, and yes, limousines are named after the region of Limousin. If you know why, tweet us at PRI The World for extra credit today. Now, as for this year's Tour de France, we turn to one of the most enthusiastic tour followers I know. He is the BBC's Neil Curry. He's also the former executive producer of this program. So, Neil, there's a time trial tomorrow prior to the final stage into Paris on Sunday, so we're near the end. Today's stage had one moment where a dog wandered into the road, causing a collision, but no one had to quit. But the finish today was a dramatic one.
Absolutely amazing, and another display of the strength of the Sky team, you know, effectively the British team. Most of the riders are British. At the end of it all, Bradley Wiggins, who is wearing the yellow jersey and has been wearing the yellow jersey now for the longest period of time, he led out Mark Cavendish, who is the world champion, another British rider, for a dramatic last few seconds win where Mark sprinted away from a couple of riders as if they were standing still. I mean, it was amazing to see, you know, and this is in the context of a British rider never, ever, ever having won the Tour de France. And suddenly we've got a British rider first, a British rider second, and then yet another British rider winning a sprint on the third to last day. Extraordinary.
And they're all on the Sky team, is that right?
Yeah, they're all on the Sky Pro Cycling team.
Remind us what you have to do as a rider to get the yellow jersey and hold on to it.
Well, you are the rider that has the fastest time to that point in the race. So, you know, you race stage after stage after stage, and each individual stage winner is, in a sense, a winner in his own right. You know, there's great jubilation and celebration on that day when that person wins that stage, but you clock everybody's time cumulatively across all the days. And at the moment, Bradley Wiggins has ridden what is, you know, more than 3,000 kilometers in a time which is approximately 2 minutes faster, 2 minutes faster than Chris Froome, who is the rider who is second.
Right.
You know, so day by day by day, you know, the times are clocked.
Now, they just came out of the big Pyrenees mountain stage. How are they doing right now?
They're well and truly out of the Pyrenees now. The final Pyrenean stage was yesterday, which was only one word, awesome. I mean, and the performance of Sky was absolutely extraordinary. These riders, after more than 3,000 kilometers, you know, were pulling away and literally destroying the other riders who were near enough to be able to still compete for the yellow jersey. So Nibali, for example, the Italian, he was still in with a shout at the beginning of yesterday's stage and is noted for his climbing. And it was a climbing stage yesterday, big, you know, Pyrenean mountains.
Right.
But they literally just blew him away, you know, through working together. Because this is the other thing that people find it difficult to understand with cycling. Cyclists work for each other.
Right.
You know, there's this role called the domestique, which is a rider whose role is to just work tirelessly for the other riders. So they might blow themselves out 10 minutes before the end of a stage and literally, you know, practically not finish the stage. But their purpose is to bring the leader of that team to the end of the race in as high a position as possible.
Now, Neil, you're, I guess we could say, an obsessive cyclist enough that you kind of created your own little fantasy tour and ran a few stages that the racers are currently running.
Yeah, there's a group of us who do this every year, actually. And when the map of the route of the tour is released, which is a good one for a GeoQuiz anyway, we look and we find a section on the tour where there's kind of three or four consecutive stages. We take our bikes, we're all pretty serious. And then we ride sections, ideally the most difficult section, a few mountains or whatever. And then we position ourselves in order to watch the pros going by, actually at a considerably higher speed than we're riding. You know, I mean, incidentally, I mean, just to give people some of the excitement, some of the feel of the tour, and it is amazing. You know, I was standing at a point watching the so-called peloton, the main group going by down a hill a couple of weeks ago in Belgium. and the smell of burning rubber as they came by, you know, just as they were applying their brakes en masse. And equally, when the peloton goes by, the gust of wind that hits you just from this mass of individuals flying by is absolutely extraordinary. It's an amazing event.
The BBC's Neil Currie speaking with us about this year's very exciting Tour de France. Thank you so much.
Nice to talk to you. Yeah, nice to do something too. For the world.